Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Ben Coleman, President of Aerospace Management System Institute, Board Member of Professional Aerospace Maintenance Association, and National Aviation Safety Foundation. He's the anchor host for Plane Time Stressing Aviation Maintenance. He has over 3,000 hours of flight time around the world and is today's host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the wrap-up of the 49th Annual Sun and Fun International Expo and Fly-In here at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, which is across the street from the Aerospace Center for Excellence. It's taken me 5 years to figure out how to put all of these organizations together, but we're here on the Sun and Fun campus. If you just say Sun and Fun campus, we're here, and we hope that you were here at least 1 or 2 days of the event. But this is the wrap-up, and I'm the anchor host, and we have other hosts that have been doing this through the week, two of which are not able to be here this morning, but we are honored to have two others that were able to join us. That would be Lori Bradner and Joel Hargis, and Airshake.
Hey, Airshake. How are you, Ben? High five.
Okay.
Fist bump.
Okay.
Boom. Right, boom, with the sparkles, Ben.
Lori, try to come out of your shell a little bit.
Okay? I'll work on it.
We want to talk about what has happened through the week and what has not happened. I'm very disappointed in Gene Conrad.
Ben?
He normally...
If it hadn't happened, how do we know if it's happened?
Because Gene normally provides us with at least 2 or 3 days of nice, you know, overcast, rain, you know, some high winds. Gene wasn't able to provide with any of that this year.
Good no, it's been just absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
A little hot for some people. If you're down here from the north, if you didn't have sunscreen, today you're miserable.
It's Florida.
Yeah. But it has been good, and there have been, it's been a very safe week. We have had no major occurrences. And that's what we're here for. This is what drives us here at the Florida Aviation Network, along with all of our volunteer crew. And two of our three camera folks have been cultivated by our host, Lori Bradner.
That's a new way to say that, Ben.
And they're doing a great job.
I know, and I'm honored because truly for our family, Ben, with Florida Aviation Network, you know, as much as we're a volunteer organization, we're really about education. We're really about educating young people, and we're about passing the torch. And I'm proud to say, I know a few years back, my daughter Francesca was here behind the camera with us. And it's awesome for me as a mom mm-hmm. to have my two sons behind the camera. I get made fun of mercilessly, let me tell you. I am roasted on a daily basis because of what I do. But what a great opportunity for them not only to learn the industry, to learn the aviation industry, mm-hmm. but then to learn other aspects of the aviation industry, Ben, because of all of the guests that they get to hear firsthand. It's amazing. So, yes, so it's for us, Florida Aviation Network, it's a family affair.
Yeah, and I mean, we have a bunch of young people that help us on the crew.
There they are.
Speaking of young people.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's Jacob in front, camera two, and Nicholas. Jacob's a junior, and then Nicholas. He's actually, he's a freshman this year. So we've got a couple more years with him, Ben.
Good. And then even they can come back after that.
They sure can.
And I don't know if we have any B-roll from our guys scrambling around in the back there to show. Normally, and this is in the past years, we would have a little clip of things that were going on because, unfortunately, there's some people that are not able to be here, and they can only view this through the TV shows that are on the site and us. And we are still officially the Sun and Fun Television Network.
We are the premier network.
So we do hope that you find a way to get the information that's out there and the new innovative designs. And Things are actually growing when some areas are shrinking. And that's what we like to promote and how we do it safely. And Joel, tell us about some of your highlights from this past week.
Boy, that, you know, there's almost...
we'll wait.
Where to start? you know, I actually got to interview a Blue Angel yesterday. Mm-hmm. That was very thrilling for me.
Former Blue Angel.
Former Blue Angel, yeah. He was with the Angels in 16, 17, and 18. Sean Knickenbocker, of course, he was a hoot. I think I'm going to probably go take a glider lesson from that guy, probably next fall. You know, the air shows, of course, are great. I love to walk the buildings and see all the new stuff. I don't know how to say it because everybody has their own thing that they're interested in. Mm-hmm. And that's why everybody should come and check it out because mm-hmm. what I like and what you like and what you like is different. And so, you know, I just want to promote the show and I really like that we are promoting youth, towards aviation. Mm-hmm. You know, I do a side series on that. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. And safety. Because, and what you said earlier, all these flights, all week long, nobody hurt, no major accidents, you know. So it...
And we don't mind, we will call people down. Every now and then, the ego needs to put in a check. But from what I have seen, most all of the aviators have been very professional and very accommodating. And that's something I'm really, really proud of because it's the alpha personality, the take charge, you know, I'm the best. If you don't think that, you are possibly unsafe. You have to think. Go into a room, you ask me, who's the best pilot in the room? I better see a bunch of hands come up. But rather than, oh, not me, sir. No, I'm not the best pilot. No, that's not a good trait. But the thing is learning, since you asked, Joel, my highlight was the talk with Lee Lauterbach.
Yeah.
Consummate professional, and he has walked the walk for so many years. And
for those who don't know, Lee Lauterbach, probably the most premier P-51 Mustang pilot.
Yeah, in the world. I'd say in the world.
Yeah. Ground that to people that... just tuning in may not know who he is.
Yep, Stallion 51 has been a mainstay, and right below that is the AME that is operating out of his corral at Kissimmee, Dr. Bush.
Yep,
Doc Bush is a hoot. He's you got to give him a lot of room and space, and I've never had a man look at me and intimidate me so much. I've learned some of his intimidation moves. just the blank stare. It really is.
How about you, Lori?
You know what? I have to tell you, you know, my heart is always, Joel, is always education. And I want to give a shout out to the Royal Air Force cadets. We had an opportunity to go to the balloon launch, which, of course, was a highlight due to certainly the weather. And we know we've got Dr. Bartuska, who's our chief meteorologist here. They were not going to be able to fly, and that had to do with safety. You know, we're not going to put
aloft
anything. Winds aloft were too high. But the Royal Air Force cadets, they have 40 that are joining us here from England, and just a shout out to their commanders, both Mark and John and Dave. And it was lovely. We had an opportunity to interface with the Civil Air Patrol. And, of course, not only the senior members of the Civil Air Patrol, but going into the amount, the students that are serving. And, you know, Civil Air Patrol, their whole focus, Ben, is aviation safety. And, you know, we had Colonel Phil Zadonik here, and they are the largest small aircraft fleet in the nation. And they're now a component, not just an auxiliary unit of the U.S. Air Force. And I do have to say we had a great time. A shout out to Gary down at Paradise City. And, you know, when you really think about aviation, we all like high and fast. But sometimes it takes low and slow because it's that stick and rudder flying. That's where the safety starts. And when you get down to Paradise City and you get to see what they do, that is true stick and rudder flying. That's what they're doing. And we were able actually to get one of our crew members, our new crew members. It's always wonderful when we can experience it. And we not only had one of our senior members, no offense to Mark, he's not that senior, but one of our senior members of VAN that actually got to fly with one of the pilots at Paradise City. And then one of our very own, our own students got to get up. And what the comment was is that I think I want my pilot's license now. And at the end of the day, we are here to promote not only aviation safety, but we're here to promote aviation because we know that there's a pilot shortage. We know that there's going to be a shortage, and we know that we've got to promote aviation. And so for that, I have to say thank you to Paradise City because they did their job and then some. And then also a shout out when you look at, of course, we've got the 727, the Piedmont. I think that's a mainstay. People can actually see that, touch it, feel it. And, of course, that's Pauly. That's FedEx's Pauly. That was actually originally the FedEx jet that was brought in years ago. Well, Trinidad and Tobago, and so a shout-out. We've been doing kind of a correlation with the University of Trinidad and Tobago because they have Pauly's sister, Natalie, there. Mm-hmm. And we were, again, thanks to David Sutton, who was the chief acquisitions. He was the chief of acquisitions and sales at the time. And so all of these things, along with the Aerospace Center for Excellence, Joel, I really think that this whole campus is geared not only toward aviation, but to education and to, I'm going to say, inspiring and empowering the next generation. And I will tell you one of the finest interviews I've ever done and some of the finest individuals, no offense to Lee Lauterbach, was Colby Lee and Alejandro Feliciano. And these are two of the Stratus winners that were there. They were, and of course, and when you mentioned Lee Lauterbach, guess what? Colby Lee, hang on to your hat, buddy, because you got a ride coming up today because he gets to ride with Lee Lauterbach back to Kissimmee. And I guarantee you, yes, that he won. And I guarantee you, it will not be a straight flight. And so he is so excited. But
he should be.
Alejandro Feliciano, who is the wing, he's actually the cadet wing commander for the ROTC here. Just there's so many things for so many people, Ben. And just that ability to inspire, empower, and engage the next generation of aviators.
I watched your interview with those two young men. They were incredible.
Yeah.
Just wise and mature way beyond their years.
Joel, it wasn't that literally they're like 45-year-olds in these 17-year-old bodies. It was amazing.
That one question he answered about, I can't quote it. Maybe you remember. Yeah, and he spit something out that you would hear from somebody giving a personal growth seminar.
Absolutely.
And he's what, 18, 17 or 18?
Yeah, they talked about, you know, and one of the things, Ben, that Sun and Fun offers, and for those of you that aren't able to be here, we hope that you've been able to experience it through our eyes, through the Florida Aviation Network. But one of the things that he mentioned was opportunity. And this was Alejandro, and he said, take every opportunity you can, take advantage of everything. And you know what? The aviation industry is a family. And Ben, there's not one aviator on this field, no matter where you go, that if you went up and said, hey, would you tell me about your plane? Would you tell me where you started to fly? Where did your love of aviation? We love to talk about it. And that makes Sun and Fun a family.
It does.
It does, and with the youth today and in general, with you talk about kids, and used to be, you said, what are you going to be when you grow up? I'm going to be a fireman. You know, I want to ride the big red fire truck. But now I would like to say that I see folks and I ask them, and rather than, oh, I could never do that, how would you like to fly a jet when you get older? Oh, I could never do that. I like the ones that I can do that.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah.
And you can do that if you set your mind to it. Right. And that's one of the things that we brought out with Lee and a lot of our other guests that we've had here on set is how to encourage and empower,
that's
as
right.
you say, you and know, engage.
I did a remote interview out at the AOPA tent, and I got to talk to the guy that, well, he runs the program for flight clubs. So like what's it called right here behind the school? But anyway, what I wanted to say is he was talking, AOPA has a syllabus now for high schools. And there have been so many high schools that have adopted it. He told me this year there are 16,000 students nationwide participating in a high school aviation program. And that didn't exist 10 years ago. I mean, like, this has always been right here. We're in the school that is the gold standard in our studio. Mm-hmm. But that didn't exist 10 years ago. And the now there's 16,000 kids.
Yeah. Yeah, we, what's the old saying? Be careful what you wish for. we may be inundated with mechanics, dispatchers,
we need
pilots,
them.
Meteorologists. That was for Dr. Bartuska, camera one.
We need them.
Can you ever have too many people that have interest? No. We can have as much interest as you want. There may not be enough slots for some, but if that's the case, there we go. There's Dr. One.
Hey, Dr. Bartuska.
But we can always accommodate folks that have an interest. And eventually that will gain way to, well, if there's not enough positions, well, they'll start making their positions. So it will grow.
Well, Ben, I want to comment, too, when you say that. I think it's important to understand that, you know, when you talk about aviation and you talk about empowering, exciting, and inspiring, this is really about what we do isn't just about aviation. It's about science, technology, engineering, and math. And all of those fields, as we heard from Barbara Walters Phillips, because we also cater to educators here, it's all about there are so many avenues. And when students get involved, aviation can be the tool. It is actually, I'm going to say, the conduit to get students of it. It gets students into all of those areas, and it opens up such opportunities, again, going to what Alejandra said, such opportunities for students that there's so much to experience here that if the students want, you know, if they want to put a rivet in, they can go to a workshop, they can put a rivet in. If they want to learn, you know, how to lay fabric, they can go and they can do that here. If they want to sit in a cockpit and feel what that's like, if they want to learn how to inflate a balloon, I got to do that, you know, get to do that yesterday. There's so many opportunities here that it's not just, I want people to understand, it's Sun and Fun. It's the second largest air show. Next year, it's going to be bigger and better because we're going to be celebrating 50 years. But it's not just about aviation. It's about so much more. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you talk about aviation, you're talking about people that are leaders, they're managers, all of these soft skills that we want our young people. And I'm telling you, when you talk about NOAA, the hurricane hunters we have here, these are the role models for our young people,
right.
and they're great mentors for us.
True.
So I, you know, if you didn't get here, it's still open today. You've got one more day. It's going to be a gorgeous day. And then if not, Ben, they need to catch us next year for the 50th anniversary.
That's going to be a big one.
It is.
And Laurie, Joel, there's something else that I would like to add to STEM.
Yes.
And as we're going to start trying to wrap this up, honestly, guys, we're going to try to wrap it up. is the arts.
Absolutely.
And I've tried to get this thrust to go from STEM to STEAM to add the arts, because do you realize that musicians and pilotage are very, very close, because it uses the memory muscle.
Right, it's the mathematics, Ben. Yes.
And I've noticed a lot of the attention to detail. I love to play the piano.
Yeah.
And saxophone back in high school days.
We didn't know that. Ooh.
So, and I think there's another saxophone player.
Yes, one of our, and we got a couple, and guitar.
We got a string player.
I play a few instruments.
So see, there you go.
And fly airplanes.
Lark, what do you play, Lark?
Oh, my darling, I'm the singer, darling.
Okay.
Well, you're the one, you're playing for me so that I can be on the stage and sing. That's my background.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, but I do play piano. I play a little piano because I had to. I'm used to being on the stage.
But honestly, let's get our youth involved with arts as well.
Absolutely. And you know what, Ben, when you talk about that, there's one thing we always say, it is STEAM. Ben, because STEMs don't move locomotives, but STEAM does.
May I use that?
You may.
I will credit the source.
So, you know, and I think it helps kids dream big.
Yes.
There's a saying I always do some speaking, and I say, if you think you can, you can.
Right.
If you don't think you can, you most certainly cannot.
That's right.
But if you think you can, you can. Dream big. Reach for the moon.
And Joel, you just mentioned something that I've got to, as we wind this up, I've got to hit on, is the term kids. Now, anybody under about 55 is a kid, as far as I'm concerned. And that's why we have to get these youth and involved with the more, and I'm not going to say old folks. We're seniors.
Thank you, Ben.
We're seasoned, okay?
Is that what we are?
We're seasoned.
We just got roasted, Joel.
I'm not sure.
I think we did.
That's all right. It is what it is.
Folks, parting, you got 10 seconds, Joel. Give it to us.
Come next year to the 50th anniversary of Sun and Fun. It's going to be fantastic. It is the first full week of April, and I just want to promote that because you don't want to miss this next year.
Lori.
For me, I just want to say that I'm going to parrot the same thing. It's going to be bigger and better every year. And I want to give a big shout out to all of the volunteers here that made this happen, to Gene Conrad and his team. Would not be possible without you. We want to say thank you, and thank you to all of the volunteers, not only the senior volunteers, the seasoned, but also our student volunteers. It's always a pleasure, and we're going to see you here next year as we celebrate 50 years.
And I tell you what, and I also want to thank Tweet Coleman and Ron Timmermans, our other hosts. And we have gone from one to two, now to five. If there are any other folks out there that would like to practice hosting, it's not as easy as it looks.
We can arrange that.
It's not as easy as it looks. But I would like to start falling back, let you guys run with it, and help out from the outskirts. So that's my calling. And like you say, low and slow, that's for me. I'm Ben Coleman. We're going to close this out on a wide shot here. That's what I was just told by this little earpiece in my ear. And we're going to thank you for joining us here for the recap. And we do have Harley Richards and Gene Conrad coming up later on in the morning. And then we're going to sign off for this year, the 2023 49th Annual Sun and Fun International Expo in Flyin.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.